When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, the head coach of the Oregon Ducks. We haven't talked to you, Coach, since the Big Ten championship game, so congratulations. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. It's good to talk to you guys. Congratulations on being the first alternates. You guys are up today. Let's go.
Yeah. We're doing it. We're holding it down until the boys get back from their break. Happy to talk with you. Actually, both Will and I have interviewed you in the past. It's just been a little while. I wanted to ask you first about this. I have been going through a bout of laryngitis, and there have been people, listeners on our program, who have told us that now I sound like you. Now, I know that you've got the patented Dan Lanning rasp going on, but I saw a video of you a couple days ago on Twitter when you were coaching at Memphis, and you didn't really have that rasp. Is this something that just disappeared on you at some point in time? Did your vocal cords say, like, we're done here?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, back in the high school days, man, I used to actually be able to have a nice, decent singing voice too, and that's gone for sure. So,
ooh, are you a crooner?
Yeah, the coaching voice is taking over.
Fair enough. Well, like I said, we haven't talked to you since before that Big Ten championship game. I wanted to wrap that up really quick. Obviously, you guys check off a huge goal for your season. You win the league in the first year in it. There were reports coming out after the game. I know that you guys don't make any excuses about stuff like this, but there was some sickness or flu that might have been sweeping through the defense during that one. Any truth to that? And even though you guys aren't pointing to that, how proud are you guys to push through something like that? I saw some of your own players mention the Nico flu game after he came away with that big interception. You guys dealing with some extra stuff there that weekend?
We don't make excuses. No, it was we were good to go. It was a fun game to play, and they certainly did some great things. I mean, it's a great team to compete against. It was a great environment. You know, it was we're certainly a ton of Penn State fans in that crowd, and that made it, you know, made it fun for us. But we made it on the other end, got to play a really good opponent, and, you know, created an opportunity for our offense to play really well and put us in position to be able to have a successful game and create a situation where we've won games in multiple different ways this season. So no excuses from our end. It doesn't matter if you're healthy, not healthy, if somebody scratched, not scratched. I mean, that's football. So,
Coach, how are you preparing for this Rose Bowl? Like, obviously, you have to wait a little bit to see, are you playing Ohio State? Are you playing Tennessee? How have you gone into practice the last couple weeks? Are you self-scouting? Have you made calls to NFL coaches? Or on your staff, you have Coach Tink, who's gone through this at the D2 level. How do you prepare to play an opponent that you're not going to know who that opponent is until Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, yes to a lot of those questions. I mean, we started off early on really evaluating ourselves and then have transitioned more recently to evaluating the two teams we're playing and kind of pieced together a game plan for both of those teams, right? And you got the time to do it, so why not prepare for either one and then be ready whenever you figure out which one you got and then, you know, identify, do you still like that game plan? So we really devoted the beginning of our time towards us and then more recently devoted our time, you know, a little bit to Ohio State and a little bit to Tennessee in prepping for both of those games.
And then, Coach, I'm curious, obviously, if you were to play Ohio State again, that's a rematch from a game earlier this year, whereas Tennessee would be a completely new opponent. How different is the preparation between seeing someone a second time and seeing someone the first time? And if it were Ohio State, are there things from your original scout, that your original work that you did, that you can still lean on? Or because it's so much later in the season, is it different personnel, different scheme, and you're starting from scratch?
Well, it certainly isn't starting from scratch. Yeah, I think you definitely lean on some of your prep from before. It doesn't mean you attack it the same way and have the same plan, but I think you use a lot of the things you recognized before, you know, within that game and lean on some of that and then really evaluate the game itself, right? The game that we played in and say, okay, what was good for us? What was poor for us? What can we do better? So I think all those things come into play.
How are you handling like the holidays with the guys so that they get a little bit of some rest and reprieve while also making the main thing, which is coming out of that Rose Bowl with a victory?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we've been prepping all the way up to this point. Right before Christmas, our guys will get a little bit of time off, and then we'll come back and get back to prep. You know, I think it's a blessing not to have that much time right now, and that means you're doing something right. There's a lot of teams that get to be home for Christmas, and we're glad we're not necessarily one of those that are camping out for a while back home. You know, the fact that we get to still play is a blessing.
I know you've talked, or we've talked with you before about the calendar. It's not anything that we can control as far as the different dates that are happening with recruiting, the portal, things like that. But with so much going on, I mean, you guys had signing day on the 3rd, your championship game on the 7th, the portal opens on the 9th, you're at the Heisman on the 14th, then you've got Christmas and the Rose Bowl you're playing in. How do you juggle all this? And like you personally, are you just segmenting parts of your day, or are you getting to points where you're like, I need to spend this much more time on game prep, this much more time on recruiting? How do you juggle it all?
Well, you plan it out, right? You plan it out. And the calendar is what the calendar is. So you try to make sure that you have a great plan for that and take advantage of the moments you have. And that's what we've done. We got a great staff here. You know, our calendar's mapped out 365 days. So, you know, we just actually went over part of it for our staff and told them where and when all of us were going to be. All the way until the end of July. So you map that out in advance, and then you know, okay, this is what it looks like. How are you going to take advantage of that day? And you wake up every day and say, okay, what are my objectives and what do I want to accomplish?
Beautiful. You guys are dialed in on those details. I wanted to ask you also about that, the Heisman, and specifically just the award circuit in general. It's, I think, the second time you've gotten to do this, because with Bo doing it last year, I don't know if you were able to be part of any of those ceremonies when you were on previous staffs, yeah. But you get to, I'm guessing you get to cross paths with so many greats of the game, coaches, current players, former players. This time around, anybody who really stood out that you got to make acquaintance with for the first time?
You know, it goes so quick, you don't get a lot of time there because of what else is going on. So, I mean, I spent more time in traffic in New York than hanging out with other people. You get there, you go for the ceremony, and then you turn around and fly back. So we had recruits on campus that day. We had practice, you know, in Eugene that morning. So it was really a pretty quick turnaround for us getting there and then getting back. So didn't get a chance to really spend, got to shake some hands and say hi to some people, but it was pretty in and out kind of operation. But first class in every way. You know, also got the opportunity to go down and hang out with Bryce as he won the Burlsworth Award.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's a really cool award for, you know, best walk-on. But we had several guys that were getting recognized last week, and that's awesome for them and their teammates to see them get that recognition.
What are you doing to like catch your breath or anything right now? Like, you're going to award ceremonies, you're recruiting, you're getting National Signing Day done, you're getting ready for second National Signing Day, you're practicing. Are you doing something special with the kiddos? You hanging out with some special family time to just get a breath so you're not fully just immersed? Or is it, hey, everyone, you can see me on January 21st. Until then, I am locked in. I'm not leaving. This is what I'm doing.
Well, we'll definitely get some time right around Christmas. You know, our coaching staff will have Christmas Eve and Christmas off, and that'll be a chance to do that. And when you get moments, you definitely try to take advantage of them. But there's, you know, those moments, there'll be more of them when the season's over with, too. There's some truth to that.
So, holidays coming up. We know that you're a movie guy. You've shared with us your top five in the past, and I think you're an action guy as well. People wanting to know, listeners to the show want to know, do you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Absolutely. Yeah. I had this discussion with my wife last year and she disagreed. And then we asked, what's it called? Like the Amazon Alexa.
Uh-huh.
And Amazon Alexa agrees that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So I felt like that confirmed it for our family.
And what is your favorite Christmas movie? Is it Die Hard or is it something else?
Good question. I mean, I don't know that I have a favorite. I mean, Home Alone's a classic.
Yep.
Elf's really good, right? That's a classic. I mean, Bad Santa's pretty funny. I don't know that I have a favorite, though. Maybe Home Alone.
Oh, that's
good answer.
That's not too bad. That's another one that's a fringe Christmas movie. Are you a big Christmas song guy?
I like Christmas music. You don't play it until after Thanksgiving, but yeah, I like Christmas music.
What's your favorite there?
I'd probably go like Amy Grant, like the Tennessee Christmas album. That's a pretty good one. That's a throwback.
That was in heavy rotation. That was in heavy rotation in my house growing up. The Amy Grant Christmas is a good one.
I've never heard it. I'm going to have to check it out.
That's a solid one. And then what's the Mannheim Steamrollers, I think, or
we played that on the show yesterday. Yeah.
That's a classic, you know, Christmas album.
Absolutely.
You can't go wrong with Mariah Carey either, right? Like, that's always good. But I'd probably lean a little bit more towards, like, Amy Grant or I think it's Mannheim Steamrollers or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. What about you and the family? Do you guys have any special Christmas traditions and anything that you guys do annually over the holidays is just for you?
Not necessarily. Just time together. We'll have some sort of competition, I'm sure.
There we go.
You know, Thanksgiving, we play Uno every year, and whoever loses gets their face drawn on, but we don't have anything quite like that for Christmas. We're just going to do something. I mean, we'll have some sort of competition, Scrabble game, something where we play against each other for sure.
Who's the most competitive in the landing crew of the five of you?
It's definitely me or our youngest son, Titan.
Okay.
We're kind of twins when it comes to that. Both sore losers and both pretty competitive.
Have you gotten to the point where you're letting Titan or any of his brothers win, or is it still like, no,
never,
I'm going to dominate? You have to earn this
victory.
When
does that point come? Yeah, no, I'm definitely not doing that.
Talking to head coach Dan Lanning of the Oregon Ducks. So you mentioned you have your entire calendar mapped out all the way until, you said, the end of July? Is that right?
Yeah.
And so what is just not going into even next year, but the time between now and the first, what does it look like for the players? How much practice, how much downtime? I know you mentioned there'd be a point which they'd get to see their families. Is that going to be right over Christmas, or is that a little bit earlier?
Yeah, that's right. It's just, we'll have practice on Sunday morning, and then our guys will get an opportunity to go home and be home until Christmas and then back here Christmas Eve. We're kind of doing a 3 days on, 3 days or a day off model when it comes to practices right now. Like I said, hopping into a couple opponents. So we'll have practice tomorrow, practice on Saturday, practice on Sunday morning, and then be give them a little bit of time, then come back and kind of hit into a normal flow of a game week before the Rose Bowl.
I got one last question, and maybe this is just a question for me because I played for him, but obviously you have Coach Tinker on your staff. Is he the oldest young person that you've ever been around? I mean, I feel like that guy has energy out the wazoo. And then is he still talking about his zodiac sign? Is he still big on that with the kids?
Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorites to be around, man. Coach Tinker does an unbelievable job for us, and he certainly brings the juice on the field. And you talk about like special facts, you wouldn't believe some of the facts that Tinker knows, that you didn't realize people knew the answer to questions. He'd probably be pretty good on Jeopardy or something like that. But, yeah, he's a great one to coach with. We certainly enjoy having him.
Well, Coach, we know that you're a busy man, lots to do this month and hopefully for the entire month ahead as you guys head into the playoff. Thank you so much for joining us today and good luck in the Rose Bowl.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks.
Coach Lanning's interviews on The Fan brought to you every week by Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. Unitas,